Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight.
Offensive tackle Terren Jones of Alabama State, and he is fresh off a workout as he gets ready for the 2013 Raycom All-Star Game, and we are going to welcome him into the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show right now. How are you today, Terren?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing well, and I appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule today. I know you're fresh off a workout and getting ready for the upcoming NFL draft, and looks like your next stop here is going to be the Raycom All-Star Game. Tell us what you're doing since you're working out there. How often are you working out? What are you doing to prepare for the game? And what kind of expectations do you have going in to make a name for yourself in front of NFL scouts?
Well, when I was at home over the Christmas break, I was, working out, running, doing a lot of, cardio to stay in shape. My agents and stuff told me not to lift a whole lot because they didn't want me to get hurt for the game. So I was just running. And so I got back to school Saturday. So I worked out today. And for the game, my expectations are just to, prove myself. Just because I'm from a small school doesn't mean I can't play with, the guys from Tennessee and, South Carolina. I'm going to go out there and do what I was taught to do. As an offensive lineman, not much changes, throughout high school and college and NFL. It's just the speed of the game. So,
sure.
I'm just going to go out there and do what I do best.
Yeah, and we're talking to Alabama State, Terren Jones, offensive tackle, four-year all-SWAC selection, and quite a dominating career for the Hornets. And for those of those draft nicks or NFL scouts or player execs listening to the show, maybe not familiar with your story, you're one of the bigger offensive linemen in this draft, Terren. And I don't know what you're weighing these days, but I know you're about 6'7", 6'8". Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm 6'8".
And what do you think is your ideal playing weight? What would you feel comfortable playing in the NFL at?
Like right at 330. I'm like 335 right now. I just weighed myself before I got on the phone with you.
Okay. Sounds like a good weight. And, I know they will have a tough time. They'll have their hands full at the Raycom All-Star Game. As we mentioned, in all SWAC selection all 4 years of your career, you were selected to the HBCU All-Star roster this season, an FCS All-American, a Box Toro All-American. Is there any one accolade or honor or favorite moment during your playing career at Alabama State?
Probably when we beat Alabama A&M in the Magic City Classic. That's always, a great experience playing in front of, 60,000 people out in Birmingham and, just representing the school. And it felt good to win, 33-10 this past year and just going out there and dominating like we're supposed to. But
yeah, you guys had a pretty good season, 7-4 record overall for the Hornets. And, you guys actually had the top scoring offense in the entire conference, over 30 points a game. I would imagine with the high tempo offense always on the run, you got to be in pretty good shape to keep up with them guys, huh?
Yeah, you do. You really do. It's really demanding.
And what did you say is your biggest strength, in that offense? Was it I know you guys were successful running the ball, passing the ball. I know most offensive linemen like to run block, but what do you consider overall your biggest strength? Would you say it's your technique, your footwork, your athleticism? What's your biggest strength, Taren?
I think my footwork and my athleticism. I think I'm pretty athletic for a big guy. And, you know, in our offense, we ran a lot of inside zone, a lot of outside zone, and, you know, I like running outside zone. That may change your lateral footwork, how you can move from left to right and reach block somebody. And, you know, NFL scouts like to see that, see if a, you know, big guy can get out of open space and reach somebody. So I think that was one of my strengths, one of my strengths, yeah.
Now, can you take us through one of the plays on offense where your assignment was actually to do that, and take us through what your assignment is on that play and what you're doing before the snap of the ball, what your read is, and then the execution of the actual play? You got a favorite play you can run us through?
Yeah. All right. We'll run 29 Zulu. So we got a 5 technique on my outside shoulder. And then a shade inside the guard. And there's a linebacker in between. Me and the guard would make a gap B call. And that's basically saying me and him have the defensive end and the linebacker. So I, on the side of the ball, I'll take my 45-degree read step. And if the defensive end, you know, works out with me, I'll lock on. And if I can't reach him, I'll reverse arm him and high arm to the sideline. But if I can reach him, you know, I'll wheel my hand and pin him inside. And if the defensive end and the, you know, the guard would go up to the linebacker. But if the defensive end were to go inside, I would take that 45-degree read step and then take my other step, my second step. And that second step, I would punch with my right hand to give the guard a hand so, you know, the defensive end wouldn't just go free. And then I would scrape up to the linebacker.
All right, very good. Sounds like that play works. So
yeah.
If there's an NFL team listening right now and you were to tell them to go watch one game of your career during the past 4 years, any game, you know, since you've been a starter pretty much all 4 seasons, what one game would you tell that scout to go watch?
Probably the Majesty Classic from this past year or – last year, actually all 3 Magic City Classics. My freshman year I played guard, and I didn't play that much that game. But all 3 Magic City Classics, the Arkansas Pine Bluff game. Yeah.
And what about, I know you also faced a kid at Jackson State, I believe his name's Joseph LeBeau, another guy on our NFL draft radar. Take us through going up against him. Did you face him one-on-one at all, and how did you fare against him?
I didn't give him any sacks. He didn't make any plays off my side whenever I was in the game. I got a concussion that game. But
oh, really?
The whole first half, he was pretty much, you know, non-existent.
Yeah. Now, would you say that was the toughest opponent you had to face during your career, or anybody else stand out?
Not at all. He was probably one of the easier opponents. My toughest opponent was Marquise Jackson. He played at Texas Southern, but now he's up there in Portland State.
Yeah, I know the name. I know
good.
The name. Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to have to go back and check him out again because I'm going to take your scouting report for it. Taren Jones joining us on the NFL Drift Bible Player Spotlight Show with your host, Rick Saratella, here. And we're going in between the playing field with Taren. He's taking us through some plays at Alabama State for that explosive scoring, top scoring offense in SWAC, over 30 points a game. And, you know, I know we were talking about some of your strengths earlier and doing some research on you, Taren. I saw that, you know, coming into your senior season, one of the things you wanted to work on getting better at was just finishing and getting into that second level. Did you accomplish what you sought out to do, and any other areas that you worked on trying to get better at?
Yeah, I think I really improved on finishing because last year I think I probably doubled the amount of pancakes I had last year than, you know, this year. Just on the simple fact of finishing blocks. You know, if you finish a block and get that extra shot, you never know, he might fall on the ground. So I think he did a pretty good job in improving on that.
Yeah, and that's one thing I did notice watching you and watching some of your film is you like to flatten people, a lot of pancakes, and, you know, let's be honest, you just outclassed the competition. That's why we're looking so forward to this Raycom All-Star game, and I know that you'll fare well in that All-Star game coming up soon here. We talked about your strengths. We talked about some of the things you worked on getting better at. And you're training now, hopefully for a combine invite, and if not, then the pro day that you'll be having. But take us through some of the players that you watch at the pro level or at the NFL game that you kind of look at.
Well, I watch Michael Orr just because, you know, I met him a long time ago back when he was at Ole Miss. One of my best friends, his brother, actually played defensive end, so, you know, I met him through, you know, that whole connection. So I watch him. What's his name? He plays for the Saints.
Carl Nix?
Evan
Mathis?
No, he's you talking about defensive ends or tackles?
No, tackles. I'm sorry. Saints.
Bushrod.
Jermaine Bushrod, yes.
Bushrod, him. I used to like Bryant McKinney until, you know, I really actually looked into watching him, and I don't really like him that much anymore. But, you know, Jake Long when he wasn't injured. Riley Reiff when he wasn't injured.
Oh, yeah. All right.
You know, Matt Schultz
that's a good...
is good, but he's getting old.
Yeah, I mean that's a good group of guys there to watch. So sounds like you're on top of your game and already taking notes for the next level and getting ready. So excited about that. Now we talked about your athleticism and your agility, and this past season, you know, one player at the NFL level that got a lot of attention was Adrian Peterson because he came back from a torn ACL. Rehabbed like a monster and came back in 5 months or so. And you know what? He's not the first football player to do that, is he, Taryn?
No, he's not.
So back in 2011, let's go back and rewind because in addition to Adrian Peterson, you actually did it before he did. And this is 2011, and you tore your ACL. You rehabbed back in 5 months, which is incredible for a man of your size. And, you know, take us through that whole process and how you dealt with that adversity and how much of a better player it made you in the long run.
Well, one thing my trainer told me was if you work hard like you do on the field in your rehab, he's like, you'll be fine. The whole time during my rehab, I was just thinking of the season. I was like, man, I got to be back by the first game. So I just went hard 100% every day. And, you know, I thank the Lord for, you know, letting him, you know, let my knee heal back 100%. And since then, I've, you know, I've gotten a lot better.
Yeah, and would you say it's even stronger than ever before? Because that was something that I know Adrian Peterson had mentioned that he actually feels stronger than before. Did you get the same results? And I know, you know, 2012, you went out there, you didn't have any issues, you stayed healthy and dominated. Do you feel like it's even stronger than before?
It feels stronger than my other leg, actually. That's the funny
That's
thing.
Incredible. That's incredible. And it just comes from hard work, huh? Because, I mean, a lot of players have suffered this injury and as far as I know, if you and AP are like the only two that were able to come back in that 5 month time frame. So, you know, good goals, you know, for players who do endure that injury, you're a perfect example, a role model for other players to look up to and see that they can come back from an injury so devastating and come back bigger, better, stronger and faster than ever before. So we've been talking between the lines with Taryn Jones, Alabama State Hornets, and we like to do a little thing called three and out, Taryn, a little bit outside the lines, a little more lighthearted stuff, try to get to know you a little bit outside of your playing. You ready to do this?
Yeah.
All right, cool. How about first down, after a long, successful playing career, what is something you'd like to accomplish outside of playing football?
Well, I want to graduate and get my degree. And, you know, if football doesn't work out, I want to be able to pursue my career in criminal justice. I have a minor. I'll have a minor in computer science. So I'll have a variety of different jobs I can, you know, do.
Okay, very good. Sounds good to me. Second down, we're going to go with if you could take one female celebrity on a date, who would it be?
One female celebrity on a date. Probably, ooh, that's hard. Probably Michelle Obama.
Really?
Yeah, she. I think she.
I was going to say, I got a little pull now, but I don't know if I have that much pull. You know, so maybe I could have my people call her people and see what we could do if things don't work out with Barack. But I think, you know, that might be a little too high for my connections. All right, third down. That was a good one, though. We never had that answer before. Third down, how about a funniest nickname on the team, whether it was this year's team or a past year's team? What's the funniest nickname that one of your teammates had, and how did he get that nickname?
The funniest one, I don't think I can say on the radio.
Okay. Well, let's try to keep a PG-rated one, I guess.
All right. Trick.
Okay. Do I want to know how he got this nickname?
Just because I was big. I'm a big dude.
Okay. Oh, it was a nickname for you.
Yeah. Are you talking about me?
Oh,
okay. Giving somebody else a nickname?
No. It could be anybody on the team. Any one of your teammates.
Fatimus. Like Maximus, it's Fatimus.
Oh, okay. And how did we go about getting that?
Because he was a walk-on, and he was fat, and pretty unathletic.
Okay. Fair enough. All right, Taron Jones, we're doing three and out. We're going to go bonus round, fourth down. I always like to end the show on this one. And I'm an NFL general manager. I want you to tell me why I should draft Taron Jones.
You should draft Taron Jones because Taron Jones is a very respectable, humble young man who values his peers and is very respectful to his authorities. And he's a very coachable, you know, football player.
All right, short and sweet, and that is Taron Jones, Alabama State Hornets. Bringing you the names you need to know first, and of course, he's getting ready for that Raycom All-Star game against some of the top prospects across the nation. So, Taron, we wish you the best of luck in that game. Of course, we'll be keeping tabs and checking in on you, so we'll keep our audience updated on your performance and your path to the draft here in 2013. So, best of luck, and appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule today to join us on the Player Spotlight Show.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Taron Jones, and a name you need to store for the memory bank because this kid is a mammoth offensive lineman, and he's going to be a tackle, folks. You heard him say he's played, you know, a little bit of guard, and that's all fine and dandy to have some versatility, but this man is a tackle and a big tackle, and the athleticism, the agility. I mean, you heard him come back from a torn ACL, and this was back in 2011, and, you know, let's be honest, I mean, he's got a lot more weight on him than Adrian Peterson. So for all the accolades Adrian Peterson received for coming back from that same injury, you know, we should turn to Taron Jones and look at him and what he's accomplished. So that's our latest edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Of course, we're always bringing you the top prospects from across the nation, and you can keep up to date with all our player interviews on Twitter. Follow us at NFL Draft Bible. We'll be counting you down to the 2013 NFL Draft. I was your host, Rick Saratella, and I really appreciate you listening to our show.
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlights.